With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Pentagon is sending 3,000 more active-duty troops to the U.S.-Mexico border as President Trump seeks to clamp down on illegal immigration. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has ordered elements of a Stryker Brigade combat team and a General Support Aviation Battalion for the mission. The forces will arrive along nearly 2,000-mile border in the coming weeks. A week-long diplomatic effort to help end Russia's war in Ukraine came crashing down in the Oval Office. White House correspondent Greg Clugston gives us details.
After White House visits by two key European allies, President Trump said he looked forward to Friday's meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky.
We're going to get along really well, okay? We have a lot of respect. I have a lot of respect for him.
But tensions ran high during that Oval Office meeting.
Can I ask,
wait a minute.
Sir,
no. You've done a lot of talking. Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning.
I know.
You're not winning this.
The diplomatic breakdown leaves many unanswered questions about how to end Russia's war in Ukraine and the global repercussions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, a majority of voters favor an election integrity measure recently advocated by President Trump. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The survey of 1,210 U.S. likely voters was conducted on February 24th and 26th by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error is plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. The Rasmussen Reports daily presidential tracking poll for Friday shows that 50% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance, 48% disapprove. The latest figures include 35% who strongly approve of the job President Trump is doing and 40% who strongly disapprove. That gives him a presidential approval index rating of negative 5. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he is running for mayor of New York City. You'll find more on these stories and other headlines at srnnews.com. Make no mistake, your pastor is concerned about religious freedom abroad. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
93% of Protestant clergymen say they've brought up the issue of our suffering brothers and sisters around the globe from the pulpit at least one time in the last year, according to a new poll from Lifeway Research. Over 85% of pastors say they've also led prayers for the persecuted and urged their congregation to continue praying on their own. About one-third of clergy have also handed out information about global persecution to their parishioners. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pennsylvania's governing body for high school sports has changed its policy that allowed boys to compete against girls in athletics to follow President Trump's executive order. The Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association has removed a policy that had deferred to school principals to determine an athlete's gender. Legal challenges are expected on both sides of the issue. More online at srnnews.com. There has been yet another emergency landing. Here's Jason Walker.
This time, a FedEx cargo plane touching down Saturday morning in New Jersey after a bird strike caused an engine fire. Port Authority of New York and New Jersey says the plane did land safely at Newark Liberty International Airport. No injuries reported, well, except for the bird. An official says the emergency landing caused air traffic to be briefly halted as a precaution and operations quickly resumed. Jason Walker reporting.
President Trump has signed an order to increase domestic lumber production. It includes a directive for the Commerce Department to investigate the possible harms that lumber imports pose to national security. The president's also signed an executive order Saturday to increase the possible supplies of timber and lumber and possibly lower housing and construction costs. You'll find more of these stories online and, of course, headlines and news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.